The emu first led authorities through a residential area, then on to I-10. New Mexico State University housed the bird at one of its agricultural facilities, and now the owner has picked it up. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Alright, good morning Jefferson. We're off and running, and we have a little bit of an update on what we're going to be doing from now on, and it's a little bit exciting. We have a lot of good news, and we want people to be able to understand what's going on, and if you have questions, please do not hesitate to call in. You can call in at 605-4567, and you can get on the chat room too. Go to kcnr1460.com and go to live chat, click on that, and then you can see the chat room, register yourself, get in. You can start asking questions. So we're going to start it off and have some good fun today. And I'm here with my wonderful co-host, Terry Raposa. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, Wynn. How you doing? Hey, Bob. How you doing, buddy?
Great, Terry. How are you?
I'm good. Anything, I'm real good.
Anything exciting this past week?
Yeah. Monday, May 8th, we filed a court case against the state of California, Citizens for Fair Representation, for dilution of vote and lack of representation. And on Tuesday, we served, actually Diana Baird served, the Secretary of State, Mr. Padilla, and the Secretary of State's office. She went in and served the papers to them.
There are two capacities there, his office and the elections office.
And the elections office also. And
so, because he oversees both, so they filed, they served both.
Very fun.
Yep.
I'm just excited. It's just fun. Hey, by the way, ladies, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy everybody. Mother's Day, Sal.
Special happy Mother's Day to my mom, who's up at Mercy Hospital for a third week running. So we're kind of praying on that one. So if your prayers could go out to her, that'd be great. Appreciate it. So happy Mother's Day, Mom.
So, Wynn, give us a few of those events that happened as you were running all over. In fact, I think you went into Kinko's so much with Michael Warnke, they may become a plaintiff.
They might. The serving portion of the lawsuit, according to everybody that's in the legal field, local courts have rules. They each have their own specific rules throughout the state of California, and the rules are how you file your case. Well, they're supposed to do updates on how they file their cases, and they're supposed to let people know how to file the case. So, you know, the attorneys are doing what they've always done. They're filing according to former rules that they didn't know were former rules until the moment they were filing.
So what you're saying is that the game got started, the umpires got behind the plate, the pitcher got on the mound, got ready to throw the first pitch, and they said, wait, we've got to tell you the rules now.
No, it was wait, we're playing soccer. It's like, it was that bad. It was
wow.
Like, they started going, and so we're on conference call. We're at Kinko's waiting because we knew that as soon as they filed, they'd print out this document we had to have to do, include in the serving portion of it. So we're waiting there, and we're on conference call with them, and hearing all the details in the background, you hear them going, oh, my God, oh, my God. And it's like, when anybody says, oh, my God, or any expletive, you know it's not good. And it's like, Michael looks at me, and we kind of look at each other, and I didn't say a word. I'm just like a fly on the wall waiting to hear what's really going on. They said, we have to call you back. Hold on. They hang up. So Michael and I are like, holy criminy, what's going on? You know, so we waited patiently as we could and just hung out there and did what we had to do, just kind of wait and see what was going on. We had our documents of paperwork that we had that we knew we were going to have to include. And so what happened was the attorneys finally called us back. You know, within a couple of minutes, they said, okay, they changed the rules, the local rules. And Michael knew what that was. You know, he's part of the legal team. He knows all that legal jargon. While I'm standing on the sideline going, What are local rules? What does that mean? And he explained that there are certain processes when you go through the filing of a lawsuit, especially the way we were doing it to the Secretary of State's office. There are certain rules and applications that you use in filing the lawsuit electronically. Well, the biggest kicker was, the huge kicker for the entire filing process was they changed it from a PDF format to a Word document. And everything that we have and had was in a PDF format, which is how you normally file paperwork so that things don't get modified, changed, or otherwise screwed up. And dealing with the state of California, that made us instantly nervous. Once they explained that to me, I understood what they were talking about. It's like, why on earth would anybody ever do that? So they explained that's the rules we had. Those are the rules we had to go through. Well, on the attorney's end, they had to go back through and change every single thing that we had filing and all 65 pages of it to meet that criteria, including all the graphs, the charts, the you name it, all the special stuff that had to be reproofed after it was changed. They went through the process of changing it, which took some time, quite a bit of time, and then each attorney's office had their team scrambling, looking through all the documents. They sent a copy to Michael and I, so we printed it out, and we're going through everything, looking to see all the criteria, making sure everything was fitting right. And by the time we got it done, there were a couple tweaks that they had to make it fit and make everything like it was supposed to be. By the time they got done, it was 4:35, and then they had to file it. So they sent it through 4:35 p.m., and we started like at 11:30, 12 yeah. o'clock. It was insane, and it was stressful. And so finally they got it shot into the system, and then they got confirmation, electronic confirmation that they got it. Then we got notification that we could run and serve. However, serving was going to have to be done at the Capitol building, in the Secretary of State's office, and we had to print those out. We had to print that filing out, so we printed it out. And, of course, the program that prints it goes one page at a time very slowly, and we knew we had 65 or 61 pages of documentation we had to submit. And it took forever for that to come through. By the time everything got done, it was about 5 minutes to five. And there was no way on earth that Michael and I were going to run from two blocks or three blocks north of the Capitol to two blocks south of the Capitol with the documentation to get into their office and to be able to file it. It just wasn't going to work. So we had to call that off, and we had a great group of people that were hanging around waiting for the last minute to see it and witness the serving of the paperwork. But unfortunately, they were disappointed and were sorry about that, but, you know, those were the cards we were dealt. We had no choice. I mean, we were standing on the sidelines waiting for this to happen, and it was very frustrating. It was very stressful. My biggest concern was, if nothing else, it got filed. It had to be filed on Monday because that's what we had assured people. We didn't say anything about serving. Serving was going to be a bonus to the filing, and we were stressed. I was really stressed because we didn't want to come off as, you know, here we lied about something, but we didn't, and it was out of our control, and it was all due to the fact that the state of California, with their court system, for the Secretary of State's office, the local rules that they changed, they didn't notify the attorneys throughout the state of California. And so, you know, that it comes right down to, here we are, once again, they're changing the rules and not telling you how to play by the rules. And fortunately, our team, they rose to the occasion. They got everything done. We proofed everything, got it submitted, and it's good to go.
Yeah, you know, one thing, too, when those of us that were up there at the Secretary of State's office, we weren't disappointed in anybody because we had a blow-by-blow description all day long. It was people's spirits were actually high. They were, yeah. You know, they were loving what you were doing. And folks, you know, we really have to take our hat off to Wynn Carpenter and Michael Warnken. I mean, those two guys were stellar. They were running all over the place trying to get this thing put together. And we did. We were happy about the fact that we filed. I mean, we were ecstatic about that because the whole day's events were absolutely amazing. The next day, though, which was Tuesday, why don't you tell folks what happened that day? Because this is a fun day, Tuesday, May 9th.
Fun day. Well, the next day, we had some patriots who work near the Capitol. Take in the filing, or the copy of the filing, which would be the serving portion of the paperwork, including a couple of things that we had to include in that serving. And Diana Baird, thank you very much. Our hats are off to you, yep. And we bow down to you. Thank you for being a trooper and doing that. She took some time off from her job downtown, and she took the documents in there, and she served them along with Michael, who was the attorney with us. He's making everything happen that way as well. And her husband, Steve, who took the photos. Because Steve can't file because he's a plaintiff.
And Michael can't file because he's a paralegal, and therefore he's part of the team.
Yes, he's part of the legal team, and he can't do anything either. So Diana was a trooper stepping up and being able to do that, and they got it done timely and got everything stamped. We got proof of it. So everything has been filed and served. So we are on our way. We've done the hard part in that regard for getting that stuff done. And so this has been the process for Jefferson and for the Citizens for Fair Representation the entire way. Every time we turn around, there's something that, you know, is an attempted roadblock, which is fine. We just learn how to deal with it. We deal with it. We move forward. And that's how all these patriots that are fighting for liberty are acting. And they know how to do it. They're going to do it. They're going to make it happen. So we just keep on trudging forward. So here we go. We're off and running.
We are off and running. And by the way, talking about off and running and not off and flying, it's Mark Baird. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Mark.
Well, I'm doing great. I was just really enjoying listening to you guys talk. My hat's off to you. I'll tell you, I have so much respect for the thousands of people that are making this happen, and especially you guys sticking with that in Sacramento. I wish I could have been there. I really missed that day. But May 31st is going to be another good one, and I'm looking forward to that. And I hope 10,000 of our best friends show up so that we can tell the people in the building that we're tired of it and we're not going to take it anymore.
Amen.
And that's exactly one of the things we're going to do there. We're going to make sure that we talk to people and have people come up from the counties. They'll be speaking there. This is your rally, folks. I mean, there was a lot of talk of, well, gee, maybe we should have a band, maybe we should do this. No, this is your rally. You'll be speaking. Wynn and I will be emceeing that. We'll be talking to a bunch of you. There'll be people out there filming. It's a celebration time. And then we're going to tell those people inside exactly what we think and what our demands are, and Mark Baird will be speaking as the main speaker.
Amen.
And well, I'm really looking forward to this. This is our first day on the road back toward liberty, and man, it's exciting. And you know, I've spent all morning here at work. We're not going anywhere right at the moment, but there are a lot of articles about the overtaxation in California, the state being broke, the new gas tax, the new rip-off that Jerry Brown's trying to do, and Oroville Dam, and all of those catastrophes that Jerry Brown and his crowd of thieves are overseeing. And so I've spent all morning trying to comment on those articles and tell people about the rally on May 31st, and I want everybody, get on the news. Try to make contact with your local newspaper. Please write letters to the editor and tell them that the people of California are sick of it and we're not going to take it anymore. We filed the lawsuit. We're going to meet on May 31st in Sacramento and tell the people in that building that the taxpayers are tired of it. And we're tired of lack of representation. We're tired of our vote not counting, and we're doing something about it. And everybody, letters to the editor, calls to your supervisor, calls to your sheriff, calls to your legislator, emails to all of those people. Let's start making them uncomfortable until they finally realize that they serve the people of this state, not the other way around.
Amen.
Well, Mark, can you hold on through the break, buddy? We're going to take a break here, our first one, and can you hold on through it, my friend?
Okay.
Great. Okay, folks, you know what time it is. What time is it? What time is it? When? What time is it?
The time for 51.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Do you back the Blue? This is Ken White of the Good News Rescue Mission. You're invited to Blue, the Mission Spring Fundraising Luncheon on May 17th as we celebrate the unbelievable stories and positive impacts of law enforcement in the lives of women and children. You'll also hear from four-time Ironman and active Jeunesse County, Michigan Undersheriff Chris Swanson as he shares a much-needed inspirational message for our time. And we'll be making a big announcement in conjunction with We Back the Blue that day, so you won't want to miss it. Purchase your table today at gnrm.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, May 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Well, folks, we have a sponsor, and we want to thank Signsations. They're an amazing place. If you want one place to go in and get a sign made, they're directors of We Back the Blue in Shasta County. They're an exclusive printer of the satellite skin concealment camo, which is amazing stuff. They offer military, school, and nonprofit discounts, vehicle wraps, banners, car decals, event tents, business cards. You know, Scott and Terry Welch, who own this company, are just—they're just great people. They're absolutely wonderful people to work with. They've done banners for us for Jefferson, and I just can't say enough about them. They've been here for 15 years. They've been strong in their business for 15 years. They're expanding now. But the thing that I love about them is when you want a job done, they get it done. They aren't the biggest sign shop, but they're the best. And they have a little gal named Erica Nelson who's their office manager. And I'll tell you what, it's like being, if you've ever seen the movie MASH, when you're a customer, you're the colonel and she's radar. She's got it done for you usually before you even comes out of your mouth. Just a wonderful, wonderful place. Their phone number is 223-9456, 223-9456. And they are located at 2550 Alfreda Way in Reading. That is Signsations for all your sign needs. Win?
Agreed. 100%. They're great to work with. Okay, so we're off and running with some other good stuff here, and we have Mark on the phone.
So, we do.
So let's continue our conversation with Mark. So where are we headed, Mark? What's the next step? What's the plan? We're gonna have a big shindig.
The next step is, we've been assigned a judge, and we've been actually assigned two judges, which is a little bit out of character. We're kind of investigating. We think one might be an evidentiary judge, and the other is the main magistrate. One of them is in Reading, and one of them is in Sacramento, and we've been very blessed. We got the best possible judge we could have gotten to start the case out. We don't know whether she'll appoint a three-judge panel or whether she'll insist on hearings on motions to dismiss that are going to come from California. They will file motions to dismiss the formal survey. So we don't know yet. We'll have to wait. In other words, we're waiting for the other side to make their first move.
Hey, Mark, we're getting a lot of echo and bounce
feedback,
back.
Yeah,
on your phone. I don't know.
Let me try going outside.
Okay.
I was in the hallway at work, but okay. Is that better?
Yes, that's better.
Yeah.
Okay. So really, we're waiting for the other side to make their first move. We filed. And the next thing they do is file their motion. Their first motion will be a motion to dismiss. In other words, you people are stupid, you're crazy, and you don't have any standing, and you're bringing a silly lawsuit against the great state of California. And then we answer that motion, explaining why we do have the standing to do what we're doing, and why we have good reasons, and why we have the evidence to be able to prove our case. And then the judge will rule on all of those motions and counter motions. And at that point, the decision will be made whether to appoint a three-judge panel or not. If we get a three-judge panel, we're on our way to the United States Supreme Court. And that's what we need to do. So I want everyone to remember that this isn't something that we are doing. This is something that you have to participate in, all of you. Court is drama. Court is publicity. Court is political opinion. Court is public opinion. That's what court is. And we need the weight of public opinion of all of the people of Jefferson and all of the plaintiffs and all of the various groups who are joining in this lawsuit. We need the weight of that public opinion to be so public that we cannot be ignored by the court. So that's our next job, is to raise awareness, raise publicity, raise hell, and don't quit. Keep the pressure on. Now's the time. If we can successfully put the pressure on this court and on this government, we can win.
Mark, we have Gary Hollihan on the other line. Gary, are you there, buddy?
Yes, I'm here.
Shoot away. What you got?
Okay. I want Mark to hear this. A few days ago, we went from zero buses to Sacramento to four buses with one phone call and the help of a couple of my former students. So here's the information. It's Eagle Bus Ministries, and we will be leaving on the 31st. It's 7 o'clock a.m., in fact, a little bit earlier than that to load from our meeting place at the Eagle's Nest Church on Bocelli Lane across from Trucks Plus. The cost per person is $35, and you can't drive to Sacramento and park and come back for $35.
Also, that's 3276 Bocelli Lane, 3276 Bocelli Lane.
Right.
And that
the
would be a little
person for us is Margie Baugh, and her number is 945-1313. That's 945-1313. And obviously, it's first come, first serve, $35. And there will be about 210 of us going with the four buses, and it's better than what we had a few days ago, and it'll be a lot of fun. And there's even talk about stopping in Granzella's on the way back just to extend the holiday. So everybody wants to take part in freedom and vote for everyone. That's the time, the 31st, and that's the, again, Margie Baugh. Her number is 945-1313, and the people in Corning, etc., will be boarding at the Tractor Supply and Red Bluff, and Patty is the contact number there, and her number is 530-833-0265, and they're on Facebook and the computer as well. So that's all I have to say. Thank you, gentlemen, for all that you have done, and no, we will not be changing the rules
with the buses.
Hey, Gary, wait. Don't go away yet. I got a question for you. Are you there?
Apparently not.
Are you there, Gary?
What was the question, buddy?
I was going to ask him if they can bring their chairs and whatever they want on the bus. Is there a belly to the bus? Is there storage on the bus to be able to do that?
Usually
it's important
there is.
For people to understand that. We have to be able to get that information out. That's why I didn't want him just to run away. I wanted some answers. So I guess when you call Margie to get your seat, you can ask her that to see if there's a belly to the bus of where they can put your folding chair or whatever. So when you come, bring your chair so you'll be comfortable and you're not going to be standing all day long.
And maybe an umbrella.
Yeah, you can do that. Put those under there.
Guys, speaking of running away, I'm getting a wave here, so I'm going to have to run away myself. But all right. God bless you both, and God bless Jefferson, and I just couldn't be prouder of the people of our new state.
Well, you
really could.
Fly safe there, Mike. And Mark, be careful.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mark. Anyway, so Gary, if you're out there and you're still listening, is there a belly to the bus?
We need to know so
because,
they can bring...
Because we've asked people to bring their chairs and bring umbrellas because it's going to be warm.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to know that, and I think that's good information to pass out. Now, while we're waiting to see if Gary does call us back with that information, tomorrow night at the Patriot meeting, we are going to be showing some footage from Sacramento. We are going to be talking about the court case. We are going to be going into things extensively. And also, we will be talking about Jefferson to new people. We do have the 5:30 meeting that you can come in and learn all you need to learn about Jefferson. We have people to teach the orientation class. We'll be talking about the fundraising we're doing. We will be talking about Sacramento. There'll be a lot of really neat things that happens tomorrow night, starting at 5:30 with a Jefferson meeting at 3276 Pacelli Lane, And at 6 o'clock, we will be having our Patriot meeting, and we will be talking about Jefferson. We'll be talking about the court case. We'll be showing film, and apparently Robert Exter's put together a great film for us to show everything that happened on that historic day. And I think, do we have Gary back?
No, we actually have Doyle from Reading with a
question. Oh, Doyle.
Hey, Doyle.
Hello there.
Hey, Doyle.
My question is, when can all the information be revealed to the public about who is part of the filing against California, in other words, the counties and so on?
Everything is public record already. Once you file the court case and once you've served, it's public record. It's just
as far as like today, I know you guys, but I don't know who's all involved as far as the counties and so on.
Okay, well,
I think the general public would love to know that.
Well, we'll be talking a bit of we come Monday night. But the thing is, if folks, if you want to know, as I told a couple of young reporters, you can go right on, you can go. It's public record. Everything's public record. Everything from the judge to you name it, the filing, the claim, the complaint, everything is on record. So it's out there.
Okay, well, that's super. Thank you. And see, now everybody can go do that.
There you go.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
And then, of course, on Monday night, we'll be talking about that, and we can answer some specific questions then.
There you go. And now we have I want to make sure that I get this out there, too. It's regarding the fundraiser that's going to be hosted here on June 17th. And it's a Saturday at 3210 West Center Street. It's a fundraiser they're having for Jefferson. And it's a combined effort with Shasta and Tehama counties. And it's a dinner auction. Doors open at 5. Dinner served at 6:30. And tickets are available for $30 per person or $50 per couple. And we're going to have a raffle, dinner auction, gun auction. And if you want to order your tickets, you can get a hold of, for Shasta County, you can get a hold of Jan at 945-0673. Or Tehama County, get hold of Patty at 833-0265. And if you're not linked on Facebook, I would strongly encourage you to do that. And if you see Rally Sally on there, you know that's legit. So get connected with Rally Sally and for Shasta County and other counties as well. She puts all the information out for all the counties. So you'd be hard-pressed not to find what you're looking for when you're linked there. So, again, we're going to have that fundraiser June 17th. And again, the doors open at 5 o'clock. $30 per person, $50 per couple. So get a hold of these wonderful ladies that are putting this on and getting everything going. And it's a joint effort between the counties. We want to make it happen. And all the money raised there goes toward the court costs and trying to pay for our way, pay for our liberty. So that's what it's all about. And you'll have a great time in the meantime, and you potentially win a gun or two or whatever beautiful items that are being shared there. So I know they're getting a great list of goodies to be auctioned off, so you'll be impressed with some of the items they have there.
And Gary did call Wynn, and there is a belly in the bus. There's cool. A belly in the bus, so you want to make sure you bring a lawn chair.
And an umbrella.
And
yep.
An umbrella, and so you're nice and cool.
There you go.
You know, bring water. We will have water there, too. In fact, Wynn and I will be going down with Sally the day before and helping folks load the PA system.
Sure.
So we'll be down there setting everything up. And right now we've got Jimmy in Reading. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey, real quick, I'm going to be at the meeting Monday, and I got 1,000 more SO or State of Mind cards. Me and my wife put in bundles of 10. And we're going to pass those out to people that want to spread the word about the radio show. Reason being is because, you know, I'll see people around with a State of Jefferson shirt, and I'll tell them about the radio show, and they'll be very interested in it. But telling them, like, what time it is and all that really doesn't, you know, they might forget. So I want to pass out bundles of 10 for people there. But my main question is my wife and I looked into the lawsuit, and I was going to ask about this. I think it's Section 6 of it that talks about the Native American filing on it. And Wynn, could you talk more about that? And I'll take my answer off the air.
And what are you asking specifically about on that?
Because she was saying that the Native American people don't have any, like, zero representation in the Senate in California.
There you
go.
That's
true.
That's true. We've never had a Native American in a Senate or Assembly position in California.
Okay. Yeah, I just caught my eye, and we were kind of interested about hearing about that. So I guess you answered my question right there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and also being one, well, you wouldn't know by looking at me, but being one, that's part of the reason I'm a plaintiff on the court case.
All right.
Yeah,
cool.
I belong to a local tribe, so, you know, we've got to get the representation for everybody. And so by being whatever ethnicity that you may be, we've got it covered. We've got some great people on there that are patriots that want to be represented fairly and equally as anybody would. So that's
exactly.
why they're
we
included
really
in the case.
We were really surprised at the diverse people that were in this lawsuit. You know, I mean, the Libertarian Party, you know, the Native American people, and, you know, all that. So anyways, I just wanted to give you guys a shout out, and I'll see you guys Monday.
All right. Yeah, it kind of blows the water, blows it out of the water as far as being just a bunch of redneck hillbillies that are, you know, white supremacists that are trying to do this. Really? That's not even part of the equation. So we couldn't be farther from that. So that's why it's inclusion. We've said that from the beginning. It's inclusion. We want everybody represented. I remember when we were having a town hall down here in Anderson at the Vets Hall. Oh, by the way, the Vets Hall is where we're having the fundraiser. Sorry, I missed that little piece of information. I gave the address, but I didn't say I didn't say physically the structure. It's at the Vets Hall in Anderson. And so, anyway, we had a function there, and people were asking specifically things about what meant something to them. And they were very specific about that. So, and we said, no, it's about inclusion. And once, you know, we're talking about that, and they finally get that, they're, oh, okay, well, yeah, I can support it. So, and they're supporting it. So there you go. That's part of the whole package. We need to do, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. And that was the biggest thing. We wanted to make sure people understood that we're doing this correctly, and we've got a great team that has left no stone unturned. So they're doing a superior job on this. So we're moving forward. We're making it happen. So it's exciting.
Well, Bob was giving me the break sign a little bit ago. So, folks, you know what time it is, because time has come.
4:51.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
Mark, I can't wait for this month's second Tuesday dinner at Peter Chu's Sky Room. It's a great Chinese restaurant, and I am obsessed with their cashew chicken.
I know what you mean. I love the variety of options, so I always order something new. Peter Chu's offers many different options, including Mandarin, Szechuan, and Hunan cuisine. Please join us on Tuesday, June 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Peter Chu's on Airport Drive as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work toward placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Hi, my name is Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I would like to personally invite you to our State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Doors open at 11:30 and lunch at noon. Join us as we celebrate where we have been and explore where we are going. Tickets are $35 per person. Proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The Reading Rancheria State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. For more information, call 242-4516.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
She told me not to smoke it, but I did, and it took me far away. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. Well, I rode into Atlanta, stolen tags and almost out of gas. Lately I'd learned how to get it fast. Those neon lights was calling me, and somehow I just had to get downtown. So I reached into the glove box. Another liquor store went down. And I said, precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama sing. Rock of Ages clapped for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised.
Amen. Thanks, Bob. Bob always finds some fun stuff for us. That was awesome.
Perfect Mother's Day song for the state of Jefferson.
Yes, yes, definitely.
You know, I wanted to bring up something in this segment, and do we have a caller on the line?
Actually, we have Lori on with an update. Yes.
Oh, okay, well, I'll bring Lori on first. Lori, how are you?
Hey, hang on. Okay.
Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Could Bob do his announcement when we call in? Can he repeat what he just said, how he answers the phone in full first?
How I answer the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, KCNR Jefferson?
Yeah, I love it. I'm calling to give a tremendous amount of appreciation, obviously, to Terry and Sally and Wynn and the paralegal, Michael. That day was so dramatic. Being there was, I just felt like actually royalty, if you can describe it that way. There's people that made this happen for everything that we did, and that was Morton helping Robert, our film videographer, so that he could, you know, freely concentrate on his tasks of the day. So thank you, Morton. Thank you, Carl Bott and Pete, for allowing and taking and supporting this movement and effort. And I just remember in the early days, people laughing and scoffing. Think of, like, you know, your high school, junior high, when kids just poke fun and they just look at you and give you that whirly sign around your temple like you're cuckoo crazy. I'm just thrilled that, and I was probably more of the part of people that are logically looking at this as a long shot, knowing how our governments pull the stunts like what you just described, Wynn, as far as, you know, the changing from the PDF format and all of the new rules just changed, not even the legal people were aware. I mean, I'm just like, no wonder this has just been a mammoth migraine. So appreciations to all of you for that. I know the Friday Flag Days will be a I think we have a couple more Fridays to do that on Cyprus or wherever you guys announce it. I will do everything to be there. And people are honking and acknowledging and thumbs up way more than I've ever been aware of. So that's just what I wanted to kind of share. I like how it's panning out. And, again, thank you, everyone. And thank you to all the Happy Mother's Day supporters of Jefferson.
Well, thank you, Lori, and thanks for all the photographs that you took. You know, Robert got those loaded out and sent out. Those were awesome. Thanks for doing that.
You know what? I almost panicked when we were going to have the serving part of it happen because it was going to be on my little camera, which can take a few minutes of video. I was praying. Let me just say that. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. You know, I had a chit-chat with my good friend Bill Chappelle the other day, and I called into Freedom in Action yesterday. And Bill was the co-host, and we were talking about a discussion that we'd had prior. You know, we had people that wanted to come into the Patriot meeting, and I'd ask them, well, what are you coming in for? Well, you know, we've got some things we want to educate the people on. I said, well, do you have a solution for that? Do you have any action for that? Well, my job's just to educate. Well, you know, it gets to a point where we've got to understand that words mean something. But, you know, words without action are useless. I'll say that again. Words without action are useless. So I think I think that's one of the things that even happened to tea parties and in different movements and things that we wanted to have done. All of a sudden we've gone from, well, you know, we're going to do something to, well, we have a movie we're going to watch tonight about this issue. And did you know this was going on? And, oh my gosh, we have the gas tax and we have CARB and we have Common Core. It's so bad. It's really bad. It's horrible. Did I say it was bad? And oh, by the way, there's nothing really we can do about it. So go home, just go to bed and be mad all night. Now the point is we need to start having action, and that is what we have done with this movement. We have created action. We are suing the state of California. We are in the process of heading to court. We're doing something. And on May 31st, that's what we're going to do. We're going to voice our opinions. We're going to voice our positions. And yeah, folks, when you're there, walk through that Capitol. Knock on doors. Look what we've had to do. What is your position, Mr. Gaines? What exactly is it? What is your position? Mr. Daly, what is your position?
Mr. Nielsen.
What is your position?
Yeah. And what's your solution?
Right. Now, we do have a couple of assemblymen now that are coming around and saying, well, you know, we kind of like this Jefferson idea. Well, gee whiz.
Oh, are they coming up for an election? Again?
You know, and that's the deal. So what we have to understand is we have to start doing things that have action. And yes, we do, you know, education is important. Please don't get me wrong. But it's the first part of the equation. If you don't utilize what you've learned and put it into action, what's the point of it? I mean, you could be sitting in a cave knowing all this stuff and it never goes anywhere. So I really want to encourage people to, as Mark said, you know, call the people down there. When you're down in Sacramento, you know, while you're listening to the speakers, walk through that Capitol, knock on the door, ask, okay, what is your plan then, Senator Gaines? What is your plan? Help us to help you help all of us. What is your plan for more representation? Oh, wait, you don't have one? Oh, wait, it's because you want to run for the Board of Equalization? Here was an answer we got out of Ted Gaines' office that I was floored on when we went in there on Monday. His aide came out and said, well, you know, Senator Gaines is really behind you. And, oh, by the way, he was behind his door when we were all in there. He was in his little office there behind the door with it cracked every so often.
He didn't come out and
no.
shake hands, and so, kiss babies, all that?
Mm-mm. And so here was his position. Okay, well, you know, he's going after the fire tax. Well, where were you 4 years ago? And you know why he's going after the fire tax, folks? He's going after the fire tax because he wants George Runner's job because George Runner turned out. And that's what Gaines is going to do. He's looking for that next step up the ladder to feed off of the public money of California. That's the kind of people we have down there. That's a lot of them. And, you know, it's about time we start calling him out.
And the thing is, he ran for Senate. He got that position, but he's going to end up vacating that Senate position halfway through. in order to run for runner's position, correct?
Oh, won't that create a special election that we have to pay for with taxpayer money?
Right. Why didn't he just bow out of Senate and just focus on running for that position and do everything he needed to do? Oh, because he wanted to keep gaining more money from his special interests and whoever they may be, and keep ignoring us, we the people. I mean, and that's what it's all about. It's about we the people. It's always about we the people. We're the ones who are their employers. We are the ones who pay taxes and fees and fines and penalties to be able to live in this great nation, let alone this great part of the state. And it supports them and all their tactics, and they use the money like it's theirs, and it's not. And that's the problem that we're having. We're trying to clean this mess up. And if you're not behind it to clean it up, then just get out of the way. I mean, good Lord, how much more do we have to tell people and to explain to people to get it? You're being penalized every single day. If you're a consumer of in any capacity, you're being penalized.
Absolutely.
In any capacity, you're a consumer. Doesn't matter what you buy. If you're a consumer, you're being penalized. And so who does that eliminate? Nobody.
Roberta, how are you, my dear?
Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning, good morning. Oh, my goodness. It was so wonderful Friday getting all of those horn honks and thumbs up, and it's happening. Hey, I would like to encourage, if you want to know what's going on in your legislature in California, go to SenatorJeffStone.com. And look at the messages he has for you on there. And then my other point is I'm walking through the stores with my black hat with the Jefferson button. If you see me, say hello. I would just love to give you congratulations for being interested in State of Jefferson.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet of you.
So keep it up, guys.
Okay, and we'll see you on Monday,
Roberta.
As usual, right, Roberta?
Yep, you bet. We're on a roll.
Thanks for going down to Sacramento, and thanks for being out on the sidewalk here locally waving flags on our great Flag Day that we had with all the people throughout Jefferson.
No,
that was
great.
I'm
carrying the flag for my mom because she started in 1940 working towards State of Jefferson. So.
There you go. That's awesome.
All right.
Family tradition. See, family traditions do live life. They are alive and well here in the territory of Jefferson. You just got to keep them going. It's up to you as the family member to take that honor and run with it. And Roberta's doing it.
Well, we've had the press doing lots of different clips with us. We've done a lot of radio shows. We've been doing all kinds of stuff, as many as 2 and 3 and 4 a day.
Mm-hmm.
This is for Mark Kent. KRCR finally got the facts right.
Finally.
The young lady who did the flag waving day did a nice job.
Noelle did
a great job.
She did.
She actually got everything straight, and nothing was taken out of context. So maybe there's a few of them out there that can get it straight. And that's the main thing. Mark had talked to before, talk to your newspapers, talk to the press. Well, if you don't know something about the court case and you don't know about it and they ask you about it, defer it, because you don't want to talk about things that you may not be privy on.
Correct.
So if you're not educated on something, just defer it. You know who to defer it to. There's many of us out here that you can defer that to.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Actually, we prefer that, because then we have fewer messes to clean up with people misunderstanding what's being said. You know, we want to make sure people get the right information.
Yeah, and I have a good friend who I talked to, last week. And, I mean, when we started talking about what we were doing in the court case, I was amazed on how he just really didn't get it. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just because people have to hear things, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. And I'll use myself as an example. When Mark was talking about Reynolds versus Sams and the different court cases, it took me listening to him about 7 times to get it. I mean, here I am standing there, emceeing his things, and he's looking at me going, talking to me about all this stuff, and I'm still not getting it, right? And it's kind of like, you're there with this great mechanic, and he's working on your car, and you don't want to show him that you're some sort of moron. You don't understand what he's talking about. But, I mean, that's the thing, folks. So we want to make sure that we're clear and that you guys understand. So Monday night, when you have those questions, ask us. It's going to be a great night. And then on the 22nd of May, Mark Baird will be here in Reading again. and we will be talking about some amazing things, how we're moving forward, and all that good stuff.
And that's a Monday the 22nd at 3276 Bocelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church. That's where we have our meeting, so come check it out. Also, we will be doing another Fly It Friday next Friday in front of the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive between 4:30 and 5:30.
Oh.
So we're going to have flags out there, and so come support, be part of the fun and festivities, and see what happens. It's always fun to be out there waving the flag. So
was that from Rally Sally?
That was from Rally Sally. So we're making sure we're getting it out there because that's what we do. And, you know, we go out and keeping it out there so people are talking about it. And the more people talk about it, the more they're going to start understanding what's really going on and how we're doing it and why we're doing it. So we need to be talking about it. Keep it in the forefront. And, Roberta, you're exactly right. You know, engage, talk to people. And if you're out there and you see somebody with Jefferson gear on, spark up a conversation. We're all part of this big family community of Shasta County or other counties throughout the territory of Jefferson. Talk to each other. You know, hey, where'd you get your shirt? Where'd you get your hat? And you might find out some new connections there. And you might find out that that's the person you get them from. You never know. So those are the kind of things that you want to have connection with. And I always do when I'm wearing my gear, which is pretty much all the time. People will comment. I'll say, hey, thanks. Do you go to the meetings or anything like that? You know, I spark conversation with people. And it's good to do that, and you get support out of it. So it's just another great way to keep the conversation going.
Another thing about the rally on May 31st, I don't know if we brought this up or not, but we're going to have a gathering time at 10 o'clock. We'll gather between 10 and 11, and the program will start at 11. So, folks, those of you who may be not going on the bus, although I think that's a great thing to do, mm-hmm. you can't beat it for $35 up and back. But if you're not going on the bus, you may want to, when you come to the meeting Monday night, get with some folks and carpool. That's always a good way to get down there, too.
Yeah, we had people carpooling when they went down this last Monday, and it was great because they all showed up, did their duty, and hung out and got to meet other patriots from other counties and make those connections. And that's what it's all about. It's about networking. You meet a lot of great people out there, and it's true patriots that are willing to walk the extra mile and doing all this good stuff. We have a caller on the line, this beautiful lady named Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you. Happy Mother's Day to all the Jefferson mothers out there.
Amen.
Anyway, I just wanted to let people know that we will be doing another Fly It Friday this Friday, and this time we're going to be in front of the Holiday Inn. So at between 4:30 and 5:30, it's a great spot because there's lots of grass and a big wide sidewalk, and there's a stoplight that stops the traffic right in front of the Holiday Inn. So we can actually talk to people in the cars, and it's so much fun. We had so many honks and thumbs up, and we even had a guy drive by with a double X sign on his trailer truck. It was awesome. So, I hope people can come on out and celebrate with us. We want to get the word out.
All right. Well, thank you, Sally.
All right. Thank you, and great program, guys.
Hey, honey, there is just one quick thing, and that is that lots of grass will mean something different in Jefferson.
Only if you're in certain counties.
All right. Carry on, you guys.
Thanks, Sally.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, Terry, what do we have left?
Well, we have, we want to encourage people to get out there, spread the word. And I want to, you know, it is Sunday. Let's make sure that we're talking to our pastors. You know, again, getting back to that 501c3 issue. You know, no one is being prosecuted on that.
It's a non-issue.
It's a non-issue.
Never
so,
has been.
Yes, where's the black robe?
Brigade.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Okay, so encourage your pastors when you go to church. Come on, step up. Talk about liberty.
Yep.
These things are all appalling. They're egregious. It's tyranny. You know, what we need to do is fight tyranny. That's our job. As Christians, we need to fight against tyranny. That's what we're obligated to.
That's right.
We're commanded to. So let's get them.
It's our moral and ethical responsibility. We need to be out there doing everything we can for ourselves and for our children. We have to. When we get to the pearly gates and we're there trying to get admission in there, do you think he's going to be proud of us for sitting on the sidelines, sitting on our hands? Don't think so. So this is a fight we are all in, and we need to make it happen. Also, when we go down to the Capitol, there's parking all over. So just know that there's plenty of parking. You just might have to walk a little bit, but there's plenty of parking all around the structure. So get there early and have fun. All right.
Time has come.
for 51.
Carry on!
One morning I woke up and I knew you were gone. A new day, a new way, and new eyes were gone. Gone your way, I thought mine kept gone. The sky.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A world rattled by a massive cyber attack is cheering the man who stopped it.
He goes by the moniker Malware Tech, and investigators say the 22-year-old British researcher is the one to discover the so-called kill switch to turn off the ransomware program that's infected hundreds of thousands of computers around the world. He tells Sky News that the program seemed to be the work of a do-it-yourselfer.
I was expecting proper professional-grade code, but it sort of seemed like the sort of thing that like someone had put together in their free time.
Other experts say the world's largest ransomware attack was a result of a perfect storm, a known security hole in Microsoft